Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, they're scoring points much better than they did when they won the Super Bowl. They're doing a great job scoring points. They're capitalizing. They're dangerous. They're ball control. Okay, they got dangerous receivers, and nobody wants to give them credit. You know, their receivers are really talented. The tight end and Gonzalez are probably the two best in football. So they got real weapons. So they're a dangerous team, and they're explosive. And they're scoring points at a rate better than they ever did when they won the Super Bowl. And that all I see them doing is getting better each week. Mm-hmm.
First time, Laird, that they really have a legitimate threat at quarterback.
I like the other kid. But this guy's special. You know that. He's a special guy. Only one of these guys come around in a while. And he's got experience. He's a warrior. I mean, I've met the guy. He's a warrior. He's just an old-fashioned warrior. He fights. He'll make plays in the clutch. And he knows what's going on out there, and he'll do whatever it takes. And he'll run, he'll do anything to win a game. Probably won that game last week with a big scramble. You know, just a tough run, you know. So I have great respect for this guy. I think he brings a whole bunch to the table, but they're much more diversified. You know, they can do it all. I mean, they can run football down your throat, and they can put it over top of your head pretty quick. So they're dangerous. That's where they've improved to me. They're scoring points at a much higher rate.
How much has he made those around him better at the receivers? Do you want him to do more this year?
I think anytime you bring a presence like him into the huddle, it brings everybody up. The confidence level comes up because they know this guy's going to fight for him. So, and I think they know he can get him the ball, and he'll put him in the right situation. And I think that's a confidence that a team gets. I think that's what happens with a guy like McNair. He steps in the huddle, and you get better because you have confidence that he's going to deliver. When the game's been on the line two straight weeks, he's delivered in a major way. So, I mean, that's how I see it. I mean, I just think the guy's a winner. I really have great respect for him.
Larry, is Trevor as talented a guy as you ever coached?
He's very talented. He's a very talented man. I mean, he's God-given skill and speed that you don't see. It's rare that you see a man that big, that fast, that versatile.
When he says last year maybe he wasn't allowed to do what he wants, what he wanted to do, and what's your reaction?
I can't react. I mean, I love the guy, and I truly do. I'm not. I like him. I like his personality. I love the kid. I think he's a great guy, and if that would be the truth, I would be very sorry for having wasted a talent like that. Okay, I wouldn't think that would be what we intended to do. I would be sorry about that. But he's a great football player and a great guy. Don't make any mistake about that. He's playing at a level. He played special teams as a rookie. When he was a rookie, he was phenomenal. And that's what he is right now. He's speed. He's throwing it around. He's confident. And he's the same guy I saw when he was a rookie. I mean, he's just having a great time playing the game. He competes. He competes at a very high level. So,
what sparked him this year? Is the weak side just where he belongs?
Oh, I think anytime you can, you know, no matter what you say, you move back and forth. There's a transitional time, and I think that transitional time's over now. And I think it's true with everybody, not only players but coaches, everybody. It's a transitional situation. You come back and you learn to trust each other all over again. That's what it is, you know. I mean, it's like anybody else. You move to a new neighborhood, you got to go through that process of meeting neighbors, you know, no matter what happened. Well, if you live there 15 years, yeah, you still got to go back, you know. But I really think he's comfortable with what we're doing, and he's busting his butt.
On the other side, is DJ kind of taken to that strong side role?
He's worked very hard, and he's improved each week, and that's to his credit. And if he takes the ownership, I saw him taking the last ball game, then he's going to be just fine. Yeah, he took ownership.
Yeah, I mean, do you see, I mean, is it kind of an adjustment?
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But I also see that clicking in his head, okay? And then each week it becomes more natural. Okay, so he's worked very hard. He's worked very hard.
Well, what things did he have to work? I mean, what things
did he have to work? I think it all has to come with understanding where you fit within the scheme and just, you know, how you fit on this side versus how you fit on the other side. You know, it's a learning process. And I think he's figured out that situation. And when he does, and he's a lethal weapon now. Okay, he can go. And he can go with a big body. So he was very comfortable in the game against New England. And I thought his play showed comfort.
Sure.
Okay, his mind was not slowing down his body. You know, he was flying. So that's what we got to get done.
Is
Well, I'm not sure how much you look at it or if you look at it all, but as somebody in the defensive business, when you think of the Baltimore defense, what are your thoughts on how good they've been for a number of years?
I think there are two teams, Tampa Bay and Baltimore, premier. They're premier through periods of time. And they've been good a long time. And right now they're playing better defense statistically than they did when they had the great run to the Super Bowl. They're way ahead. So that's saying a mouthful right there.
What's their best asset?
I think they're very fast and very versatile. I think they're very similar athletically to how everybody talks about New England. They're very versatile. They can do a lot of different things. So, I mean, the guy could be anywhere. You know, they can be lineman, linebacker, whatever. I mean, they're very versatile guys. They're fast, and they're very cohesive. They don't make mistakes.
Do you watch a lot of tape of them over the years to get ideas?
Oh, yeah. Until you get sick, you know. They really play fast and hard. Mm-hmm. They play fast and hard, and like I say, they're extremely versatile. I mean, they're big, fast athletes. They got a whole field full of them. You just look out there, you know. They're just a field full of fast athletes, you know.
Without Price in the mix at end this year, how do you feel your defensive ends have done at this point?
I think our guys are busting their butt, working hard, and I think we've had a pretty good results so far. And it's 1 week at a time, and sticking by our guns, and keep on getting better. We've had great attitude, great work ethic, and our guys are working their butt off. So, like I say, you know, he's a great talent. I think everything works for the best for everybody involved. And, you know, Trevor is what Trevor is, and we are what we are. And I'm glad that everybody's happy.